Replace that unhealthy afternoon pick-me-up with this instead. We've all been there. 2 or 3 o'clock hits on a weekday afternoon, and we find our energy is zapped. This is usually the time when it's tempting to grab another cup of coffee, an energy drink, a soda, or a sweet treat for that little mid-afternoon pick-me-up. I know I don't need to tell you that these are not great choices. But sure, just like a crash diet seems like a good idea at first to get some quick results in the short run, the crash will come sooner rather than later, only to find yourself feeling worse than you did before you gave it a go. The same is true for trying to boost your energy during the workday by consuming an unhealthy treat. The results are quick, but short-lived. If you're interested in a healthier alternative, I have just the thing for you. You'll feel great and increase your energy and productivity, all without the crash. Here it is. First, realize that sometimes the worst thing we can do when we're tired in the middle of the day is to try to push through it. Instead of attacking the rest of your day with sheer brute force or trying to get a lift from an unhealthy drink or snack, consider giving yourself a 10-minute mini break. Here are some ideas that will help you recharge, refresh, and get back to work without the crash. Idea number one, take a 10-minute walk around the block. There are so many benefits to this. Beyond just getting out of the office, going for a walk will help you get some exercise and, depending on the time of year, hopefully some sun, fresh air, and a peek at some nature. Pretty flowers or trees. Idea number two, take a 10-minute nap or rest. You can do it right in your office. Bring a yoga mat to work, close a door, adjust your do not disturb setting on your phone, and lie down for 10 minutes. Even if you don't catch any sleep, shutting your eyes and resting for a few minutes can be just as beneficial. And idea number three, take a 10-minute stretch break. Here's where that yoga mat may come in handy again. Sometimes, by the time 2 or 3 p.m. rolls around, we may have been sitting for several hours. So, whether standing up, on the ground, or both, doing some easy stretches will help you feel more energized by increasing blood flow through your body. So the next time you find yourself continually looking at your watch, feel yourself dragging, and are tempted to grab an unhealthy treat, consider a healthier alternative, one of my 10-minute mini break ideas. Your energy will increase, your productivity will improve, and perhaps, best of all, you'll feel good about the healthier choice you just made. If you find the Me Time Midlife podcast valuable, there are many ways you can support it and support yourself while doing it. You can review it on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you happen to listen to it. You can tell your friends about it or share it on social media. And if you want more Me Time in your life, consider becoming a member of the Me Time Midlife community. This is my online community of like-minded and like-hearted women in midlife who want to take charge of their life by cultivating their health, happiness, and purpose while building connections and friendships along the way. There are many benefits to joining, including monthly member-only Q&As with some of the experts you hear on the podcast. Plus, as a listener of the podcast, you get a special listener discount. Go to metimemidlifepodcast.com to learn more. Again, thank you for listening. And until next time, remember, you've been taking care of everyone else. It's your turn to take care of you.